Welcome into the Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Morgan Shaver, bringing you all things from the real estate world and mommy life. Welcome into your April 2025 edition of Motherhood. I'm your host, Morgan Shaver, bringing you all things real estate world and mommy life. So like last time, this is episode 2. I'm going to be bringing you an update on all things Morgan first, and then I have a wonderful special guest with me who is very near and dear to my heart, who is going to not only give some beautiful real estate advice, but more importantly, how to be a mom of three, because I need it, let's be honest. So first, today's topics, touching on who am I and what has been happening in the past month in the world of Morgan Shaver. So my son, Oakland, he just turned 4. I can't believe how fast time goes. It is unbelievable. So when people ask me now what children I have, I say I have a boy who's 4, and I can't even believe that. Collins is still 1, and sassy as can be, she's going to be 2 very soon on the next podcast. And then we are about 5 weeks out on having our baby girl number 3. So a big thing that happened for us that also just happened to my special guest, actually, is we had to get a new car. So that was very fun because we realized Max's huge black Silverado was not going to be an appropriate choice for 3 children. We realized that last weekend when I was going to Canal Winchester to show some houses, and he said he had to keep my car, and I have a Kia Telluride. So it has enough seats for the babies and it has the car seats all safe. And I realized I did not want to drive a Chevy Silverado at 5 o'clock at peak traffic hours to Canal Winchester from Westerville. So I looked at him and I said, this is totally your choice. He's had a truck since we've been married, so a little over 6 years. But I kind of forcefully, non-forcefully made him choose to get a new car. So here we are now with a Chevy Tahoe that we love. I know. We got a Chevy Tahoe, which is great. We're pumped about it. But again, he's devastated about the truck. But I said, nothing's forever, which we've realized with children and life and houses and jobs and all the things. Nothing's forever. So he will probably have a truck again. But it's just not good for 3 babies under 4 years old. So the last part on an update is that we are going to have a joint birthday party that my beautiful guest will get to bring her 3 children to for Oakland and Collins for their 4-year-old, for Oakland turning 4 and Collins turning 2. So we're going to have a joint one just in case our third friend decides to join us early. So that is going to be at Kinsey's Candy. So a little plug on that. For the last couple of years, we had been in a battle with my sister, Mackenzie. And I'm probably going to start crying, so here we go. But we've been in a battle with my sister, and we actually lost her about 2 years ago. So her dream was to always start a candy shop. So we opened Kinsey's Candy on the square in Sunbury to be right near her. She's buried at the cemetery in Sunbury. And we decided that we are going to have Collins and Oakland's birthday party there. And the theme's going to be how sweet it is to turn 4 and 2. So we're so excited for that. If you can come and visit us at Kinsey's Candy on the square, it's awesome. We love it so much. So we feel her all the time in there. So it's a wonderful thing. So that is my update on the motherhood part of my life. So now we're going to switch over to the real estate part. So with it being April now, a lot of things are transitioning in the market for the positive. You know, we had those couple weeks that stocks were going down. People were really freaking out that this crash or this bubble was actually going to pop. We are happy to say that now interest rates are the lowest they've been in a while. They are finally under 7s. We're teetering in the 6s, which is a positive. And I know all of you people who have a 2% interest rate are laughing at me right now because you're like, oh, I have a 2% and a 3% interest rate. You're singing your praises at 6%. But 6% is finally about probably where we're going to stay, maybe dipping into the fives at some point within the next couple of years. But six is, they're going to be an easy number to maintain throughout the next couple of years. It's what our economy can sustain on, you know, that 2% and 3% interest rate. I don't think we're ever going to see again in our lifetime, but that's okay. You know, this is just where the sweet spot is going to be at. So if you're waiting for that bubble to pop or the market to crash, I don't think we're going to see it anytime soon, only with the spring market picking up the way it's already been. So our listings taken for Columbus, Ohio are actually up 15% over March of 2025, which is great. And we are now on track to seeing a 26% increase in listings for the month of April. So we are seeing inventory finally tick up. So buyers, you actually have a chance to have options out there rather than seeing that low inventory that we have for the last couple of years. Our average sales price for sellers is also up 3%. So you are still on the climb to making more money with selling your house. It has not stalled out. That's the best part of real estate. It will always only increase. So that is a beautiful update on great things happening in real estate. It only gets crazier as spring turns into summer and kids get out of school, and it is craziness all the way until August. So naturally, Max and I decide that we're going to have a child right when the summer market hits, and that's okay. That's all right too. So for the next couple months, I'll have a beautiful baby strapped to me like my special guest does right now all the time too. So the last part about an update on me is doing a quote of the month. So my quote is from the Let Them book by Mel Robbins. That's all the rage right now. And actually, surprisingly enough, I have time to read a book. So I'm going to try and get it done before this baby gets here, because let's be honest, that's where I need my special guest to help me out with how to be a mama three to do things for ourselves sometimes. So we'll see if that actually happens. But so this is from Mel Robbins. It's, you need to hear this loud and clear. No one is coming to save you. It is up to you. So when I read this, I'm going to read it again. You need to hear this loud and clear. It's up to you. No one is going to save you. And that's by Mel Robbins. And it's basically saying that, as sad as it is, us mamas, us women, I mean, even men, you got to rely on yourselves. No one is going to come save you. Yes, you may have the most wonderful husband in the world. And I would say my special guest and I have two pretty darn great husbands, and they do everything for us. But let's be honest, at the end of the day, it's all up to you. And I think we can both pride ourselves of being strong, independent, wonderful moms that just want to do the best that we possibly can every single day. So when I read that, I kind of got the chills. And I'm like, you know what? Yes, it is who we're trying to raise our little girls to be too. Strong, independent women that don't need no man. No, I'm just kidding. Max and Tyler, we love you. That's we don't go anywhere. We actually need you. So transitioning into that, my special guest is here. Well, actually, I have two special guests. Actually, I could say like we have four of us at this point all together right now. My special guest with me today is such a beautiful person inside and out. I've been lucky enough to know her since preschool, and now we have children that are in preschool. It's just unbelievable. And yes, I said preschool, and between the two of us, come May, we will have six babies all together, which I don't even know how that happened. God works in the best ways. In January 2024, I had gotten a call from her, and she said, Morgan, there's this house. We want to see it. I'm not sure about it. We just want to check it out. This is a no pressure. And if anyone knows anything about me, there's just no pressure at all, only because no one has time for pressure. I think when you have, I say 19 children, like when you're that busy, you just don't have time for pressure. So I said, let's just go see it. Let's check it out and go from there. And the second, I'd say we pulled up to the property, it was kind of like a dream come true. Not even just for the family, but for me too. I'm like, I'm pulling up to this massive, it looks like a beautiful castle in the middle of the country, which is exactly where I pictured, maybe not my special guest, but her husband for sure. But you do what you got to do for the ones that you love. So with that being said, I want to introduce my beautiful special guest, Addie. So Addie, tell us about you. Welcome here to Motherhood.
I'm Addie. I am a mom of three now. This is Cade with me. He's 7 weeks old. I also have a 4.5-year-old boy named Gabe and a 2.5-year-old girl named Ayla. So our babies are really close in age and
they're so fun.
They'll be good friends.
And crazy.
And crazy.
It's always crazy. Yeah. It's always beautiful.
Yes.
It's so fun.
Yes.
But this is where I need all the advice because soon enough, beautiful viewers, this will be me in a podcast with a little baby strapped onto me. And I can't wait. It is, it's so much fun. And you said number three is the easier one.
I think that the transition from 2 to 3 has been the easiest. He's very chill though. So
I know.
Yeah, he does this a lot. So
we'll see the difference between boy and girl. This is our first time because we both had Oakland and Gabe, and they're our first boys. And then we have Ayla and Collins, and they are our sassy middle girls.
And our boys are similar, and they're both very sweet.
Love their moms. They love their moms, but also love to play rough with their dad.
Yes.
So it all works out.
Love all things, every sport.
Yes.
Every sport.
All the balls that ever existed, any type of sport that, that's what they want to do. But it's an exciting time. And when we were looking too, I swear I told you and Ty, like, 2 is it for me.
Yes, you did.
I swore up and down that I'm like, I can't do this. And I think it was Tyler that was like, no, Morgan, like maybe. And I'm like, no, it's 2. And then God works in the best way.
Because Collins, I think, was like 6 months or something.
Yes. And that's when she was I was dairy free. Mm-hmm. And it was just a lot.
That's so hard.
It was hard. Yeah. It was a lot. But, you know, we do what we have to do.
Yeah, you do.
And then I guess our third ones come in and and rule the town. Actually, they just kind of probably go with the flow.
Yeah, they just go with the flow because
the other two rule the town.
Yes.
The other two actually do. Switching over to real estate. So that's our motherhood situation. Real estate. How did you find me as an agent? How did you get connected with me? I kind of already touched on it.
But. So Morgan and I went to preschool together, and we were friends from the start, and we would even have our birthday parties together.
We did.
Yeah.
I think.
In first grade, I think our first birthday party was a treasure hunt.
Yes.
Do you remember?
With those, did my dad make chocolate bars? Yes, he did.
Yes.
And he put our face on, like that was before marketing was even a thing, and he was able to put our faces on chocolate bars.
Yeah.
And we just were best friends ever since.
Yeah, we were.
And now, I'll never forget too. In fourth grade, I think it was fourth grade, because we went to Central College Christian Academy together.
Yep.
And then fourth grade, your mom called mine and was like, hey, I'm taking the kids to St. Paul.
Mm-hmm. I was devastated.
Devastated. Yes. Devastated.
My fifth grade year, I started there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
It was so sad.
But now we're here full circle.
Yes.
And still friends. Yeah. And we're still friends with our friends from Central College, too.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's a weird. Mm-hmm. There was a whole, like, 9 people in the class, though. So it was.
Our fourth grade class was, like, 9.
There was, like, 9 of us. So we also had no other choice to like each other.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, like, we all stick together. Mm-hmm. And all of our different personalities, because there's definitely different personalities, it all worked out.
Yeah.
It all worked out for the best.
Yeah.
But no, I guess it was almost like a no-brainer that when you called me, it was like the best thing in the entire world. Because I'm like, oh my gosh. I called Max and I'm like, I get to show Addie and Tyler this house. And it was more of, I feel like it was like a dream for all of us.
Yeah.
Like,
I did not think we were going to move there.
No.
At all.
No.
No.
Because even the second, like, and you're really close with your parents the way I am too. So being that far from your parents was going to be such a big thing.
Yes.
And now.
They're moving.
And now they're moving how many miles away from you?
There'll be 12 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
So I don't know how many miles it is.
So probably. So Addie runs marathons. So she could probably run very easily. Yes. Like you would do that and then a loop and then run back like that many times. 12 minutes. Yeah. So in an all intertwined way, I got to help you and Ty find your house. And my mom is helping your parents
build their house.
Build their house.
And sell their current house.
And sell their current house.
Yes.
So touching on current houses, give us a little bit of an update. How is your house? Oh, I know what you just did before before Cade came. How was that?
So we love our house. We love it so much. Oh, my gosh. I wake up and sometimes I'm like, I think it's a dream because it's awesome. It really is awesome.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, everything about it, we love it. I did not love in the kitchen. They had chickens and rooster wallpaper. And so we recently changed that.
I didn't know you fully changed that.
Oh, yeah. I had Tyler take down all that wallpaper in the kitchen and then paint it all white, that alabaster white that I texted you about. So the entire kitchen and living room is that white. And it looks way better now.
How long did that take him?
It took him like a couple weeks, and he did it all by himself.
Yes. And you have vaulted ceilings.
Very, very high. It's very scary.
Yes.
He stood on very tall ladders to paint that. And he's afraid of heights. So I told him right when we moved there last January that I did not like this wallpaper and that he needed to change it. And he didn't get to it. He had a bunch of other projects he wanted to get done and stuff outdoors. And starting in July, his football season picks up August to January. And he's never home, really. So when he got home after the national championship, I told him that he had to fix this before our baby came.
How many weeks did he have? Because it was like
3 weeks.
Because you were pretty pregnant at the national championship.
Yeah, I was 34 weeks
at the remember I was tracking you on my iPhone, and I'm like, oh, Addie's at this game. Oh, she didn't end up going. Because you went to Georgia. Was it Atlanta, Georgia?
I went to Atlanta. I went to Georgia. Yes. I didn't go to the Cotton Bowl.
California, right?
I did go to California. I did.
How many weeks were you then?
I think it was like 2 weeks prior, so probably 32 weeks.
Gosh.
And I went with Gabe and Ayla.
Yes.
So I took both the other toddlers to the Rose Bowl. That was a fun experience, me being pregnant, chasing them around the stadium, and we were potty training Ayla.
Uh-huh.
And I took them to the potty about 6 times during the game.
Oh,
That was fun.
Uh-huh. But it's memories, right? Yeah. Core memories. That's all that matters.
But they were actually so good during the game. And Gabe just loves everything Ohio State football. And it's so sweet to see him cheering.
And he's in an Ohio
to the
State.
Band, singing the national anthem. Yes, so
like he's in a uniform today.
Yes.
Like he walked in and is full on uniform.
And he loves the players. He knows them personally. So like they see Gabe and like Will Howard will like play football with Gabe. So it's like really, really cool that he has that. But I was surprised. Ayla she stayed awake the entire game and she was cheering on the Buckeyes with her brother. I just had to bribe her with some snacks.
Yep, snacks.
We got some churros, I remember.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you even flew by, because Tyler would have been with the team.
We flew with the team.
Oh, good.
With the team,
that's nice.
Which is so nice.
Well, you had, I mean.
I would not have done
granted, it. Granted, I was going to say, you still had Cade in your belly, at least.
Yes.
So you had one contained.
Yes.
That's kind of what I say. People are like, are you ready for this? And I'm like, I am, but then I'm also not ready to, like, have her out in the world because right now she's just contained and safe, and I can say I have 3 kids.
Yeah.
But like this one's just not here yet. Whereas once they come, it's just a whole nother set. Like I feel like you have to use your legs at one point because you only have 2 hands, and you know they always want mom.
Yes,
like even if dad is standing right there, they always want mom, which is a beautiful thing. But also. Sometimes you're like, it's okay.
Please go to daddy.
Yes, just go. He can open the fruit snacks. Yeah. I promise. Yes. I promise. So he had 3 weeks to paint the house, took down all the chicken wallpaper.
Yes.
Yep. Anything else crazy?
So it was really just like that strip, but yes. Still I didn't yeah. like it. Yeah.
No. Well, you said that the second we walked in yes. for the showing too, that you were like,
no,
Tyler, I don't love it. And he was like, but it kind of goes with the house. And you're like, okay, no.
No.
It doesn't.
Yeah, no. But so it looks a lot better.
Good.
Really other things that we haven't done too much else.
We didn't really need to.
No.
Everything was kind of done for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the hardest part, you know what you did do that you now have in your basement that I haven't seen?
Oh, my gosh, yes, that's big. Yeah, we have a batting cage in the basement. So for Christmas, Tyler built a giant batting cage. It is amazing.
And your basement's amazing, though. Basement. It's like a 9-foot, maybe 10-foot ceilings. Like, you have really high ceilings.
And it is like... I mean, what's the square footage of the basement?
Probably the entire upstairs.
Yeah, it is.
1,500, 2,000 square feet. Like, it's massive. Yeah,
it's huge.
It's really big.
Yeah.
So I actually think, too, during the showings that when we went down there, Tyler was like, we could do, like, an ice skating rink, a batting cage. Like, you could do whatever.
Court.
Yes.
So we have a batting cage for them to play baseball, and they sometimes play football in there, too. And then they have, like, this basketball court that they made.
Stop.
Yeah, it's really... really cool.
It's like a whole kids.
Yes, that Ayla rides her bike while Gabe plays basketball or plays baseball or football or soccer, or he now has roller skates, roller blades, and he's very into hockey. You would appreciate.
That's
every sport.
Me, Media, and Happy Jay are trying to get Oakland into hockey, and I'm like, I don't know what we're gonna do. Like, you're in the same boat.
I don't really want Gabe to do hockey because now that we're far away, we don't have a rink that close. I mean, now there is one in Dublin, actually.
Okay.
I didn't realize it. It's about 20 minutes from us, so that's not bad. But their school that they're going to go to, their little farm school, doesn't have hockey.
No, they don't.
No.
And not a lot of schools do.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, DeSales did. St. Charles did.
Yeah.
Like, our brothers went to St. Charles pretty much for the hockey program. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, it's a bone of contention that we can't decide what they're going to do. Yeah. But they're just going to decide themselves.
And Gabe wants to do every sport.
Same. Does. That's what Oakland says. And God only knows what our girls are going to do.
Oh, yeah. I could actually see Ayla being a good runner.
Oh.
She's fast.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, she has to keep up with Gabe.
Yeah.
Poor Cade. He doesn't have a shot in the world. Like,
I don't even know.
He's just going to try, just probably bebop around.
Like, Gabe has already introduced every ball to him.
Oh.
He shows him, this is a football, Cade. This is a baseball.
Oh, my gosh.
And asks me, when can Cade play with me?
Soon,
honey, he
baby.
Can't hold his head up.
Well, someday soon.
Soon.
Yeah. Very soon. Very soon.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the house is like a dream come true.
So we love it. And we love the outdoors. I mean.
The pool. Amazing.
The pool. The pond. We fish. So we're on 7 acres.
Yep.
Which is.
Next to cows.
Yeah. And the kids love the cows.
Yes.
And then we have a baseball diamond like half mile away from us. So I take them to walk. I take them there a lot.
Okay, you have to tell the story about the baseball diamond.
Yeah, so Tyler got me to say yes to the house because of this. There's a baseball diamond right by the house, and he had his first home run there. And
when he was like
young,
like yeah,
maybe
young kid.
Well, actually, his mom passed away when he was 9.
So okay,
and that's when he started baseball. And they always say, so his mom, when she was very sick, when she was passing, she said she felt like a butterfly flying away. So they always connect butterflies with her. Mm-hmm. I know you do with Kenzie too. And right when Tyler was up to bat, he had a butterfly flying by him. And then he hit a home run, and then the butterfly flew on Tom, his dad's shoulder. So
it was done.
So right then
there.
Tyler
That's all
told
Tyler
me
had
that.
To say.
I'm like, okay, fine. I guess we'll put an
it's
offer.
It's meant to be. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really the closest house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you knew you wanted, because you had a beautiful house in Lewis Center.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you wanted a bigger house. He wanted land.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that emotional connection, it was almost like you couldn't say no.
Yeah.
the only thing that was holding you back, not necessarily, but kind of, is probably being that far from your parents.
Mm-hmm. Just the location.
Yes.
But the location,
it's like a plain city.
It's not bad. It's like 10 minutes from Plain City. And it's 10 minutes from Marysville.
Yes.
And I work at Memorial Hospital. I'm a physician assistant. I work in Marysville. And the drive is a dream come true now. It's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
I used to drive 45?
Yeah, from Lewis Center to Marysville was about 40, give or take, with traffic. And I had both my kids in the car. Would have been 3 now. And Ayla gets so car sick. She would throw up every time there and back. I would say about 75% of my drives. And I would get to work. I'd get to the daycare there and get her out, hand her to the daycare employees. Oh, and she'd be covered in vomit. And they'd have to clean the car seat like every day.
They would clean the car seat
I would.
Oh my gosh, I was going to say those daycare people.
I would have to. Yes, I would have to do that like in between patients. So it was not ideal. Now she never gets sick unless
long drives.
Yeah, farther.
Long drives.
Yeah. So.
And now with parents being 12 minutes, I mean, it's like.
I'm so excited for that.
You can't.
Yes.
You can't get any better.
I mean, now Tyler's drive is farther. It's like 40 minutes to Ohio State, but he doesn't mind it.
And he's alone.
Yeah, he's alone.
Just say that.
He's alone. He has alone time.
Yes.
That's when he like calls people.
And like decompresses.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind to have a 40-minute drive myself.
I know,
every
by yourself, right? Like, it's different when you have kids screaming for for snacks.
And you just got a new car, too.
I did.
See, I think we could talk motherhood like all the time. No, but seriously, you did. You just got a new car, too.
Yes, we just got a Volkswagen Atlas, which I really like.
Yeah.
My Audi Q5 was just. We couldn't fit the 3 car seats in the third row.
The 1, 2, 3.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And just like his car seat would not fit.
Yep.
So we got the Atlas.
Yep.
And we actually have, so we have a third row.
Yep.
But we did get it with a bench. The second row is a bench.
Got it.
And we can fit all 3
in
the bench.
A row.
Which is amazing because I put the back down and we can fit the double stroller.
Yes.
Everything. The trunk then is huge if you put the third row down.
Yep. I'm telling you, everything changes when you have a third.
Yeah, we couldn't. We had to get a new car. We had to.
That's where we were
at. No option.
Yes. Yeah. Or we were just going to stay in our house for the rest of our life. And
yes.
That may.
We can't do it.
No.
Mm-mm. I got to say, though, I haven't been out of the house that often with the 3 kids.
Yeah.
I mean, he is young still.
Yeah.
But like this might have been like just a handful of drives.
Yeah.
To the doctor or, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well,
that's
it's like a revolving doctor door at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's it's all a beautiful thing. But my gosh, a third child changes it all.
Yes. Yeah. We love him though. He's so sweet.
I love it.
It's great.
I love it.
It's
I know.
Good.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
So with that, and this one's going to be kind of hard because I don't know. I have no idea what you're going to say. So this is going to be kind of a shock. If you could change one thing after saying that this was like your dream house, if you could change one thing about your house, what would it be?
Okay. So it's outdoors.
Okay.
You know, so we have a walkout basement, which is really nice.
Yes.
And there's like a, kind of like a driveway.
Yes.
You know
like a ramp.
The ramp.
Yep. And
which
then it has.
The kids use as the basketball court outside too, which is really cool. But they have walls. Those walls.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
And I mean, from the basement, yes, it's great.
Yes.
From that first level, not great.
Yep.
There's only a little lip. And I am so scared that my kids are going to just like be running and fall off. It's like a 12-foot drop
and not
onto
paying
cement.
Attention.
Mm-hmm. Like not survivable.
Yep.
So it's very scary.
Yeah.
So we are going to put up a fence.
I was literally going to ask you what you're going to make Tyler do.
I'm going to make him. I mean, we have to. Or
no,
just other kids. Like my kids know I always say, don't go near the pond, don't go near the wall.
Yeah.
And the pool is fenced. So they can't go near the
pool. Which is such a blessing. Like the pool is amazing. Like it's kind of off your house, but like close enough to where
Which is awesome.
Yes.
It's great. We love everything else.
Yes.
But yeah, I think we're just going to have to put a fence. I don't know. Tyler wanted to just do bushes, but I think we need
Full
more
on.
Than bushes.
Because
mm-hmm. we kind of have bushes.
Bushes are expensive.
Yeah.
Like,
and
landscaping
like
is expensive.
Hold a child.
Yeah.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Like if Gabe is like going for a pass and
yeah.
like looking back and then fall. I know.
That's,
I know. It's
yeah,
scary.
And it's just like.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't
yeah.
even think about that.
I didn't mm-hmm. really notice it right away.
Yeah.
Because it was winter when we moved
yes,
there.
Yes, yes.
But, I mean, it's a risk.
Yeah.
I just feel like.
And
yeah.
the people that built your house were an older couple.
They were older.
Yes,
yeah,
so they didn't even think about that.
Think about it. Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But then you add yeah. in your, add in sweet babies and.
And just
it all changes.
You know, changes.
Aesthetic just, goes out of the aesthetic
yes.
goes out the window.
I know.
Half the
I'm
time.
Like, what would look the best?
But actually, I don't think it would look that bad. A fence right
think.
There? No, I don't
what
think
color
so.
What color fence do you think? Like black?
Probably black or one that matches.
Yeah.
Your.
I was
pool.
Thinking. So the pool
depending
fence
on how high
is
you want
like
it.
A tan one.
I know, and of course, it's probably a custom
find.
Fence.
Yes.
I was going to say,
we
it's probably custom.
Because
the people that built your house made it 100% custom. So if you try
the
and
doors.
Redo your windows, that's what I was going to say.
Everything's custom. The
I
candles.
Know. You need custom. To count your blessings that front door never breaks.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a stunning, like arch, hardcore
mm-hmm.
wood front door
mm-hmm.
that probably costs more than like I make in a year. Seriously.
Do you think it's that expensive? Yeah, with the
stained
the
glass
windows.
And everything. I mean,
yeah.
it's stunning. Yeah.
it's
the things. It's fine.
Because yes,
you.
Everything's cost.
Tyler
we didn't do
can.
It.
But he, you put his mind to it and he will.
He'll do anything.
He will fix it or he will yeah. jimmy rig it. One of the two.
He does not want to ask someone to help or
no.
pay.
Yes. No.
For help. He wants to do it himself.
That's how so, my dad learned everything.
Yeah. Your dad
he just
is
did.
Like your dad.
He just
yeah.
did.
He just
and
did
he
it.
Just went with it. So, no, that's a good
yeah.
one. I didn't
yeah.
think about that. All about the safety for the babies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm all about it. Okay. Ooh. With the buying and selling process,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. what is one thing you remember? So what is one thing you vividly remember? Like if someone asked you like, oh my gosh, like Nina, your sister is going to be probably looking for a house someday
yeah.
with her
yeah.
wonderful fiance because they're getting married
mm-hmm.
soon.
Yeah.
Right?
June 1st.
Yep. And mm-hmm. if she asked you, what is one thing you remember about the buying or selling process?
It wasn't as bad as like people make it out to be.
Put it on record.
I don't think it was.
Put it on record.
You made it so easy for us. Seriously. I would say selling was harder than buying
yep.
for us.
Yep.
Because, I mean.
That's what
we
I've
were
heard.
Not going to sell the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like we weren't planning
no.
on it.
No.
And then this house went on the market and Tyler saw it
yep.
dropping in price.
Yep. And then it went to contract.
And yeah, it. Yes.
It did.
It did go into
because I remember.
And then that fell through.
And then it fell through.
So
mm-hmm.
then we thought, and then she dropped it more.
Yes.
The price. And
yep.
so we thought, maybe we should take a peek.
Just see it.
Because before I was like, no, that's way out of our price range.
Yeah.
We can't do that. But then it was more reasonable.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It
we
started to get
yes.
into your.
Yes.
Into the, wow, we actually could do this.
Yes.
And then. I swear to you, that was like a God thing within itself.
Yes.
When we were going back and forth with the agent, I remember you guys had your bottom line because I said, you need to make your bottom line
yes.
and we will not go under that, but
mm-hmm.
don't tell me what it was. And so you and Tyler had gotten it. I told you what the bottom line of the seller was because the agent and I were communicating
yeah.
and you were like, oh
number.
My gosh, that was our
yes.
line. And we're like,
it was the exact number.
Yes.
Which
and it
was
a weird
number.
It was
yeah.
a weird number.
Yeah.
So it just, that was another thing that just like fell into place.
Yeah. And then I felt like it was meant to be.
So meant to be.
At that point.
Yes.
So.
And then
yeah.
you got an offer. That's the hard part
yes.
about selling. You got an offer so fast.
Yes.
At the open
did.
House.
Yeah.
I think it was either the first or second people that walked through. And I texted you guys, and you
yes.
made homemade cookies. You made cookies.
Yes, yes.
I remember you made
yeah.
cookies. And I was like, guys, I think they're going to offer. And then selling is hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
And you said selling was on the harder. Why did you think selling was a little bit harder than buying?
Just because we had to, like, fix our house up a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't in the selling state with...
Because you weren't...
We weren't planning on it.
No.
So at that point, Gabe was 2.5.
Yeah.
Or Ayla was 18 months.
Yeah.
Three and one.
Yeah.
So it wasn't... I mean...
It's not an ideal
time.
It
was during football season.
Yes.
I remember actually it was right after the Michigan game.
Yes.
And... the Big Ten championship, and then the bowl game was coming up when we looked at the house.
Yes.
And then it kind of, yeah.
Well, because that's why you kept saying, like, Tyler, are you sure we could do this? And then you were like,
very hard.
But I'm telling you, like, this isn't all going to be on me. Like,
so then I had to do a lot of stuff.
Yes.
But he did a lot.
He did.
But he slept like 2 hours that night.
Yes.
Like, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And he'd go into work at, 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, he does. And then he would stay up till, like, 2. So
doing things for the house.
Yeah, poor guy.
But obviously it paid off.
And they offered more.
Yes, over list.
Yeah.
And it went to a younger family. Like, it just all worked out.
Mm-hmm. We loved that neighborhood, and it was great. Like, it had an elementary school in the neighborhood.
And we walked there multiple times. Like, it was so great.
And I love the running paths. That's what I miss the most. Because I don't have running paths, obviously, by this country road. But I do run on the country roads.
You can literally run your driveway.
Yeah, I do.
Ma'am. And in a mile.
And then
that's how long
the
driveway is.
Cemetery.
Yes.
Yeah. So I make it work.
Yeah. Make it work.
Yeah, it's great though. It's
awesome. It all fell into place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, and then what I hear a lot from sellers is like the hardest part is just the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know where the other people's heads are at. You know what
yes.
I mean? Because when we were, when we sold yours, what was that? Was that last year or 2 years ago?
So it was January 2024.
Okay.
So
we were like in the process, like
mm-hmm.
in 23. And requests did they ask for remedies? Request like for you to fix some things, or did they do sold as? They did sold as is.
No, they did sold as is.
It was still a thing that it was sold as is, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And but it's still so nerve wracking because I'm like
yes. But we fixed up a few things because we were afraid of that, and just to get the higher.
Oh,
price
absolutely.
Point.
Before we even listed.
Before we did.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, did the whole entire fence.
Yep.
Do you remember?
Yep.
Our backyard fence.
Mm-hmm.
Looked great.
So good.
We didn't really use
But it's
use
funny.
It.
Well, because you fix
we
it all up.
We had a fence, but then we fixed the fence and painted it.
You fix it all up to then give it to another family.
Yes, exactly.
You know, but it all,
it
worked out even better than what we could have ever imagined.
It did. Yeah.
It was great. It was great. But.
Yep.
So. That was actually my next question that you already answered, that selling was more stressful.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But again, I will say too, when we sold our house, selling is, you just don't know where the buyer's minds
mm-hmm.
are at.
Mm-hmm.
And it just is a little bit, I'm sure they thought the same thing when you guys were buying the house that you're at now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You just never know where their heads are at. So it's so nerve wracking.
Yeah.
But again, it all works out the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And as long as everyone's happy, that's all that matters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Oh. If one, this is the one that we talked about before we even turned on the mics. And you were like, Morgan, I don't know what to say. But we'll see. We'll see what comes from your heart. If you could give someone one piece of advice in buying or selling in this market, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
One piece of advice.
I wouldn't just settle on a house. Like when I'm thinking about my sister.
Great answer.
Just
look at you.
Don't just settle on a house. Just,
You were kind of like the one-off. Like I think you guys finding your house so fast.
Yeah.
Or like it was just such a specific house.
Mm-hmm.
It once you kind of stood there, you're like, are we ever going to get better than what we're standing in right now. You know what I mean? Whereas
it's perfect for us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How many houses did you see when you first bought, when Tyler first bought the house?
I don't even know. Just
Handful?
Yeah, handful.
Handful, nothing a crazy. Handful.
Nothing crazy, probably. Nothing crazy.
But yeah. That's the first time you're looking at houses. Mm-hmm. So you don't even, you know, you don't know what you don't know mm-hmm. or what you even like at that point. Because at that point, you were looking at Olentangy schools, weren't you?
Yes.
Yes. So the school district was driving everything.
Yeah.
And now the kids get to go to...
It's called Fairbanks. And it's actually a really good little school.
And Tyler went there, right?
Tyler went to one similar, but no, he didn't go there.
Okay.
But it's a good school. Yeah. And everyone's like, I mean, I've never heard a bad thing coming from Fairbanks. It's not, so Marysville is close by, but Marysville is this massive school.
Huge.
Huge.
Yes.
And doesn't, I mean, mixed reviews.
Right.
Fairbanks is much smaller. Like graduating class might be like 60.
Small
like,
town feel.
Yes. Everyone is.
Everyone knows everybody.
Everyone knows everyone, but everyone's so kind. Like there's nothing, not too much bad stuff
and
going
on. And you can't really find that.
Yeah.
Anywhere right now. You know, like it's like its own little pocket of just beautifulness.
Yes.
I know. He's like, that's where I'm going to go to school too.
Yeah. That's right.
Bye. And play one of the 15 sports that my brother forces me to play.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love it. So tell us what it was like to move with two toddlers and a husband that worked full time.
That was fun. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was a lot. Mm-hmm. It was okay, though. It's doable.
Yeah.
It's doable.
It is. Because we make everything work.
Yeah, we made it work. It's kind of a blur, honestly.
Yes.
It's kind of a blur. I ask them if they remember our old house.
Yeah.
I think Gabe does.
Yes.
Ayla doesn't. She's 18 months. But they love our new house.
He had, like, no problem transitioning either.
No, they really didn't.
Did Skye? Your dog?
Not, she loves it. Oh my gosh, much more. She has so much land to run around. She loves it. Just in the beginning, she ran away.
Yeah.
But she ran into the cornfield.
She didn't know where she was going.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had to kind of show her the perimeter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Rover was by far the hardest one. Yeah. I mean, so Oakland was, I mean, I seriously think we moved around the same ages.
Yeah.
Oakland was, no.
Collins
I was 8 weeks pregnant with Collins.
Okay.
So I was 8 weeks pregnant and then Oakland would have been like a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So he doesn't remember anything from that house. And then Rover was just a mess. Like he couldn't get it together.
Yeah.
He was a mess. But that's, you know, he's our hardest child. That's kind of what we say. Which is sad.
Yeah.
Which is sad. Our doggies, you know, it's with every breathing human that gets added to the pack.
I feel that. They don't get as much attention.
I know.
Because we had the dog first, like you.
Yes.
Skye's
the way it goes.
Skye's seven now. Is Rover seven? Six-ish?
Four.
Oh, he's older than Oakland, though, right?
Five.
Yes.
Because we got Rover first.
Yes.
Yep. Five, and then... Oakland's four, yep, and then we just trickle on down.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad.
They have so much energy still.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't Skye still at seven?
She's definitely calmed down, but I mean, still, she's a husky, so she...
Yes.
She still has some energy.
Yeah. So much energy.
But at least she has the land to run around.
Does she mess with the cows?
Squirrels. That was another thing. In the very beginning, the cows are to our right.
Yes.
And she got under their fence one time in the very beginning and got shocked.
It's
an electric fence.
Yeah. Oh,
she was trying to get under their fence and she got shocked.
But what a blessing that it's
good
like
thing.
An electrical fence, though.
So she didn't get in with the cows.
Oh, yes.
But she got shocked.
Did you guys even know it was an electrical fence?
I didn't know it was like on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that taught, you know, the kids not to go near the fence.
Well.
Yes.
Hate to say it, love you, Skye, but you'd rather it be her than Gabe or Ayla or Cade now when he's running with them, which is going to be so much sooner than we could ever imagine.
Yeah, but we love looking at the cows, and Skye will run like along the fence line to like look at the cows.
Do you guys have a lot of wildlife out there?
I mean, we have geese in the pond and dogs, deer.
Uh-huh.
We've seen deer drink out of the pond and, you know, just chilling lawn.
I love that.
I've seen a fox before.
Yeah.
Coyotes.
That's what I was wondering, if you had any coyotes.
Yeah.
We had a fox running in our neighborhood.
Did you?
Three of them.
Oh, my gosh. They're cute, though. I kind of think they're cute.
Wildlife scares me.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. I have to tell you this. On topic of deer, like, that's why I ask if you have a lot of wildlife, because, you know, we live in a neighborhood, mm-hmm. like, a very developed. Like, we moved into a house that was 94, like, built in 94. So nothing, like, brand new, mm-hmm. right? So we have seen, like, the foxes. We've seen a coyote in there. Deer all the time.
In a neighborhood?
All the time.
Wow.
We woke up one day. And we were all exhausted because we were coming off of, like, a sickness. Because, you know, everyone's sick in December and January, like, mm-hmm. nonstop. And I woke up and I went to take Rover out. And he was kind of acting weird. And I kept looking out the window. And I'm like, what is going on? Because he kept backing up. I'm like, Rover, just go to the bathroom, buddy. Just go to the bathroom. This is, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. And it was a Saturday morning. So I'm like, okay, buddy, come on. What are we doing? Yeah. I look out the window and he's, like, staring at something. I'm like, what's going on? We have a black wrought iron fence, so it's like the poles.
Nice, nice fence.
I look out the window, and a deer is stuck in our fence, full-on stuck in our fence.
How did a deer even, like,
it wrapped its leg in our – its leg was caught in our fence.
Oh.
And it was snowy on the ground, so you could see, like, it had probably been there for a little bit because, I mean – it had dug a hole, like, from trying to, like, run away. So I go into the room and I'm like, Max, I don't know how to tell you this, but there is a deer stuck in our fence. And he's, like, so discombobulated. Like, he doesn't even know what's going on. Oakland immediately, because, you know, they wake up at
they want
butt crack of dawn. And he's like, there's a deer in our fence. There's a deer, but you don't want to freak him out. Yeah. So we're just like, there's a deer in our fence. Oh, it was.
How'd you get it out?
I think Max was so tired, and neither of us were really, like, comprehending what was going on. So I was like, you need to go out. And here I am. I was, like, 30 weeks pregnant at this
point. So
this
just
was
a few weeks ago.
Well, when was the last snow? Maybe it was, like, 25 weeks pregnant. But, it was a pretty – no, it wasn't that long ago. We go out. He goes out, and I have a whole video of him, like, untangling this poor deer's leg.
Poor thing.
Poor thing. It's still alive. It is still – it has three legs.
Oh.
It has three legs, but it is still alive.
So it, like, fell off. The leg, came off.
Not, like, fully, but, it was so traumatizing. So here Oakland's, like, looking out of our bedroom window, like, watching Max. And as he comes in, I'm like, that was really, like, I can't believe you just did that. Like, this was a huge mom deer. Yes.
Oh.
And we kind of, like, have talked about it, like, a lot. We're like, probably should have called somebody, but no, like, we were not registering, like, what's going on.
Animal protection.
I don't know. Who do you call? The police? A non-emergency hotline? I don't know.
And they contacts.
But what would they have done? Yeah. Like, that's where I'm like,
they might have killed
them. I'm like, all they would have done was, like, untangle the leg, and you did that. So,
good job.
Full neighborhood story.
That is,
I'm like,
so funny. That reminds me of, you know, my childhood home?
Yes.
With the pool.
Yes, black, on Silver Lake.
Yes.
Yes.
Black wrought iron fence.
Yep.
We had a deer, a baby deer, fall in our pond. Or fall in our pool. I'm sorry, we didn't have a pond.
Yep.
I vividly remember, I saw it out the window. Like, Mom, there's a baby deer in our pool. Like, struggling for its life. My mom opens the door, runs in with her clothes, watch, phone, everything.
Jumps in,
saves the deer.
Totally Linda.
Yes, my mom. Yeah.
No question.
And she gets the baby deer out. And we
let it go.
She's
a savior.
Yes. And I remember thinking my mom is, like, the best. Like, she saved a deer. She saved this baby.
But weird that, like, you were looking out the window right when that was happening.
Yes. It was in the morning as well. Yeah, I don't know how the baby deer fit through that fence, but it was a baby. It had the white spots and everything. And we saw the mom, like, in the woods.
Oh, I'm sure.
And the mom wouldn't come close because my mom touched the baby. So then we put the baby in a bush, like, outside and, like, fed it. And we were kind of watching it. And eventually, when we weren't watching, it went away.
Went away.
So I think it was okay. Yeah. But that reminded me.
What are your kids called? Mimi?
Gigi.
Go Gigi.
Go Gigi.
Go Gigi. She's safe.
They don't know that story, but no. They would love her even more.
You may need to tell that story. That is a total Linda Rupert situation, jumping in fully clothed.
Doesn't even think to like take out her phone.
That's what I was going to say. Was her phone like, full on? I'm sure her phone was.
Well, you know even what? Actually, I don't know if she had her phone, but I know she like was wearing watches and jewelry and her shoes.
But seriously, like, were phones even a thing when that was happened? Think.
You know what? No.
Because we were in middle school and phones like started to become more and more
she
popular.
Probably didn't have her phone on her. She loses her phone
now. And if she
did,
it's a work. Yeah. Well, she had a pager for a long time,
she
didn't
she? She did have a pager, yeah.
And your dad, too.
Yeah.
Both of them
had
their pagers. They're both doctors.
I don't even know. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's all the fun. See, these are the fun stories that we have for years and could just talk forever.
I mean, seriously, we could talk forever.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, last question.
Okay.
Would you ever move again?
I mean, the moving process itself, like, I don't love it. I don't think anyone loves it.
I would say top three worst things you can do. Seriously. And I make money off it. Like, that's my job.
Yeah.
And saying that out loud, like, I don't. Love the process. Yes. Like, it's so stressful. Once you're in, don't get me wrong.
Amazing.
Like, amazing. But your life is totally flipped upside down for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard.
It's hard. Just an adjustment for everyone.
Yes.
I honestly, like, we love our house. And I would say this is, like, our dream house. So I don't think we're, like, moving.
So amazing.
I don't know if we're, like, ever going to move. But, I mean,
your wheel away house. That's what you can say. It's your wheel away house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really see us moving.
Or, like, the other thing is, where would you even go? You know what I mean? And you have a ranch, pretty much. Yeah. Like, I know you have the mother-in-law suite, like, or the huge playroom. Like, the actual whole other house. Like, that's good. They have a very custom house, like we said before.
So custom.
Very custom. So you essentially could live there forever because your laundry is connected to your primary suite, right?
No.
Like, you and Ty's room?
Our laundry
room. Oh, no, it's in the front.
It's in the front.
It's a whole mudroom.
I mean, still, it's like our master is off the kitchen.
Yeah.
And at first, And the kids' rooms are, so we have three on the first floor.
Yep.
I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do with Kate. He's currently in our room. I was going to have him, Ayla's sleeping now. It's so sweet. She sleeps in Gabe's bed.
Oh my
Ever
gosh.
Since Cade was born, they sleep together. Gabe has a bunk bed.
Yeah.
But they still stay on the bottom bunk together.
Is the bottom one
it's a full.
I was going to say.
And then the top is a twin.
Yep.
So my thought was Ayla.
She would go to the twin.
Or Gabe would go up.
Gabe.
Because I don't want Ayla falling off. He's older and knows better.
Yeah.
But he, like, wants to sleep with her on the bottom bunk. And she was in her crib before and did totally fine. But now, ever since baby, she calls him my baby, was born, she wanted to move in with Gabe and give baby the room, her room. But I don't know if I want to move him to the girl room versus with Gabe, who's a boy.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
As long as they're sleeping, I feel like right now it's
totally fine. He is like, he's in our room for a while.
As long as they're sleeping.
Yeah, and I might move him into Ayla's. We'll see. Yeah.
And then someday.
Eventually Gabe will go to the massive.
That's what I was
going to
say. He's going to have that. He's going to have a massive. You guys could seriously have like six more kids in this house.
We could like make a wall. I mean,
Huge. It has a whole other AC unit.
Yeah, it does.
That's how big it is.
Yeah, it does. It's huge. So we love it, but Gabe has to be older. Like, he doesn't want to be on a different floor than us. And so.
And there are, like we said before, there are sweet babies. Like, I seriously think our daughters could probably be on the second floor by themselves and have no problem.
Oh, she would be fine.
Whereas our firstborn sons, who are 4 years old. Would be like, no, thank you. I'd rather sleep with you, Mom. Yeah, thanks.
I want to be close to you.
Yes.
So close. I can yell for you and you could come tuck me in again.
Yes.
Or give me another kiss.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's the sweetest
Something
thing ever.
Like that.
You wouldn't, you don't change it for the world. Yes. They're all so different.
Yes.
But it's all going to be so fun getting them all to grow up together.
Oh, I know. I love it.
It's the best. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Addie, I love you. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, so thank you to our special guest, Addie, and for tuning into our April 2025 edition of Motherhood. I will be back next month for a very fun guest to be with me. It's going to be around Mother's Day, so if that gives you a hint, probably not because all I have is mothers pretty much on here, but if it gives you a hint, someone very close to me is going to be my special guest. So make sure you tune in for that and check out my Instagram at Making Moves with Morg for more real estate and, of course, all things motherhood. So make someone smile today. Thanks for joining us.